Does God exist? That has always been the key question regarding the Almighty. The existential one, the biggest one, the most essential one. The problem with that existential question, however, is that it's not very useful. Proving God's existence, in the classic way most people understand proof, is a fool's errand. We either believe or we don't, or admit that we don't know either way. The weakness of the existential question, then, is that it doesn't on its own lead to enlightenment. It's too binary, too yes or no. In his new book, God Was Right: How Modern Social Science Proves the Torah is True, Mark Gerson takes the idea of proof in another direction. Whether one believes in God or not, God's messages through the Torah carry a bounty of practical truths to help us in our daily lives. And he proves it by accessing the latest learning from the social sciences. Because these truths turn out to be quite useful, with a heavy dose of decency and common sense, it's easier to accept Gerson's all-encompassing claims, such as, for example, that the Torah is the most important book of all time, and a true and practical guidebook of eternal relevance for everyone. As examples of the guidebook, he writes that the Torah provides instructions on how we should choose our spouse, teach our children, select our clothing, govern our nations, think about our past and our future, set the norms for our culture, structure our days and our week, spend our money, make decisions, relate to those near and far, and many other such topics. The Torah provides guidance about everything. Quote. What's fascinating about the book is the continuous dance between ancient wisdom and modern science. Gerson must credibly navigate these two poles, because the whole premise of his book is that they reinforce each other. In a sense, the book is a biblical excavation to find evidence for those modern truths in the Torah. This can require a certain level of creativity in the interpretations, but those interpretations add to the enjoyment of the book. It reminds us that after more than 3,000 years, the Torah is still the gift that keeps on giving, that it can still surprise us with lessons we could not have imagined. Gerson tells us how Joseph teaches us to enjoy our work, how Isaac and Rebekah reveal the secret to finding your bashert, soulmate, how the high priest's Yom Kippur clothing ritual shows us how to make routine exciting, how God's choosing of Moses provides the formula for automotive safety, how Rebekah's instruction to Jacob provides a cure for depression, how Moses's instruction to Aaron provides the solution for imposter syndrome, why the Torah's workweek is precisely right, and so on. Over 710 pages and 33 chapters, not counting acknowledgments and footnotes, the book is so full of life lessons I can imagine an educational innovator turning it into an ongoing educational tool. Part of the strength of the book is that it makes you want to believe. Because it stays so grounded, it avoids the controversies of theological debates that are often too abstract to connect with readers. Gerson shies away from the abstract. He's written a guidebook about a guidebook, not a theoretical book about a theoretical book. His reliance on modern social science does raise the issue of science's credibility, given that some studies are sometimes proven wrong or lacking. But here again, Gerson benefits from a practical approach that focuses on the plausible and the believable. What I found surprisingly salutary about the book is something more personal, something connected to one of my pet peeves. I have found that one of the hidden curses of modern life is the obsession with being right. Being right tends to puff up the ego and cut out our listening gene. So many arguments and fights can be traced to one side or the other feeling that they are right. That feeling of absolute certitude engenders the opposite of humility, one of life's admirable traits. By putting all of that certitude on God's shoulders, Gerson relieves us of that burden. He's created a third space, a book, where people can engage in life lessons without taking anything personally or pretending to know everything. By that measure, he may well succeed in making more people believe in God.